Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to listening to another radio program here from Torah Life Ministries, Torah being the first five books of the Scriptures, often referred to as the Law, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but is referred to as the Law, sometimes referred to as the place where the commandments come from our Creator. Regardless of what you think, today's topic is going to be one that you're going to be very interested to hear. It's about an article that I'm reading and I'm going to read to you today. It says, do Christians still keep the law if we are saved by grace? So I want to read to this article and just talk to you about what is being said here and what I see with what's going on here. So again, the title of this is, do Christians still keep the law if we are saved by grace? And it says here, the question of law and being saved by grace has a lot of discussion, and some believers find it difficult to reconcile law and grace as they read through the scripture. For example, Romans 2:13 says, for it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. On the other hand, passages such as Galatians 2:21 says, I do not nullify grace, the grace of Yahweh, the grace of our Creator, for if righteousness were through the law, then Yeshua died for no purpose. Also, Galatians 5:4 says, you are served, you are severed from Christ, you who will be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace. So that is just the first paragraph here, and maybe if we have time today, I'll discuss the rest of the paragraphs here. But I want to discuss this here and what it's saying, because they're bringing up a good point. Some people are confused by this topic of grace and law. And I believe that the problem is the idea of grace versus law. Grace versus law. And nowhere in my scriptures do I see grace versus law. And nowhere in my scriptures do I see the idea of following the commandments with our Creator, at the same time, the wonderful grace of our Messiah counteracting each other. I see them going in hand in the Bible. I see one leading to each other and one leading to another. I don't see them, it's one way or the other. I see the grace coming for those that desire to follow our wonderful Creator and wonderful Messiah. And yes, Yeshua died for the sinners of the world. He died for those that are not righteous, that they would become righteous. But we see the wonderful grace and mercy of our wonderful Messiah are those who choose to follow Him. We have that wonderful example of what He did for us in John 3:16, but it doesn't end there. So this idea of grace versus law is the one we have to think about. The problem, people are looking at it. It shouldn't be grace versus law. It should be grace and law. That's what people are going to need to get. It should be grace and law. So when we look at the article, and it says here, the question of law and being saved by grace has a lot of discussions, and some believers find it difficult to reconcile law and grace as they read through the scriptures. So, according to the Bible, and when we take the whole Bible into account, the original covenant and the renewed covenant, according to the scriptures, there's only one way to be saved or to have so-called salvation. And that is through the faith and understanding and the belief and the confession of Yahshua. That's what His name is, the salvation of Yahweh, the salvation of our Creator. That is the only way. meaning no matter how much we follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, without that confession, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. If you want to have eternity with our Creator, if you want to have any opportunity when you stand in front of our eternal judge, you must have made that confession in Yahweh's salvation, in our Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. So again, no matter how many works you've done, no matter how perfect you've been or imperfect you've been, no matter how much you try to keep and live a certain way, without that confession, without making that proclamation of Yahshua, you have not yet received your salvation invitation. But we can flip that around. No matter how much you've ignored the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, no matter how much you've threw them out and just completely disregarded them, does that take any account when it comes to the idea of the grace and the salvation that comes through grace, as the scriptures appear to be able to say, no matter how filthy or no matter how dirty you were, through the blood of Yeshua, you can be washed and made new again. The Bible is clear, and the formula of the Bible is clear. You must make that confession, and you must repent for your ways. That's what the scripture says. I am not, and no other human can ever judge your eternity with our Creator and where it will be and when it will be and how it will be. But the scriptures are clear. If you want to stand before Him and have any opportunity, you must be in repentance. And it's the repentance that's going to help you to move forward and understand this in your faith. So making some words and saying some words and speaking some words without having any repentance towards that are literally just words coming out of your mouth. But a repentive heart is going to lead to repentive ways. When you're truly repented for what you've been doing that didn't go along with our Creator's guidelines and instructions, if you truly repent, you're going to change. You know, there's a saying that if you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, that's the same thing as insanity. So what is the difference if you're living a filthy life, if you're living a dirty life, and now you come and you say, well, I accept Yeshua as my Messiah, but you keep living the same life? What confession is that you've really changed? Or you truly do want to follow Him? And how is He supposed to fulfill the covenant if you're not willing to do your part? We need to think about that. So as much work as we do without that confession of Yahshua, the work is not going to weigh heavy in our favor when we go to court in front of that judge on that judgment day. However, no matter how many times we confess Him, if we don't have a repentive action, we have to understand that that's going to take serious account in the judgment call that comes against us or that comes to us. We must 100% have faith in Yeshua and who He says He is, and believe in who He says He is. But we must follow what He says to do, to prove that we believe in Him, to prove our words or make our words real, or make our words confirm that we truly do believe in Him. Because no matter how much a person says they believe, if they're living the same life that they lived before, their actions aren't showing their words to be true. That would make one a liar. And we know what the scripture says about liars. So when it says here things like the question of the law being saved by grace is a lot of discussions, and some believers find it difficult to reconcile law and grace, it shouldn't be difficult at all. Because then it says, they give Romans 2:13 that says, for it is not the hearers of law who are righteous before Yahweh, a creator, but the doers of the law who will be justified. 100%. We must make that proclamation of Yeshua as a Messiah. But it says it's the doers. The doers of the, and let's take out that bad word law, because it's not law. It's the doers of the commandments, or the followers of our Creator who will be justified. But then they go here and they say in this article, on the other hand, passages such as Galatians 2:21 says, I do not nullify the grace of Yah. For if righteousness were through the law, then Yeshua died for no purpose. And also Galatians 5:4 says, if you were severed by Christ, you would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. So the article, or the writers of this article, are using Galatians to actually, and this is what's done quite often, is to bring up this point of grace versus law. And I will suggest to you that if you read Paul's writings in a correct understanding, in a correct context, Paul is teaching grace and law, not grace versus law. And this is where a lot of the confusion comes in. You could easily go through many of the scriptures as we look at it in context and not take it out of context like so many people do. All of these scriptures in Galatians fully support the idea of grace and law, not grace versus law. But people just look often at the scripture without looking at context. So as we go on to this article and we read the next paragraph, it says, the law, and again, the law is it's just a really bad translated word for guidelines and instructions, or for commandments. So it says, the law is found in the Old Testament books, specifically the first five books of the scriptures of the Bible, and includes the Ten Commandments. So, first of all, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, which people call the law, is found in the Torah, the first five books, fully, 100%. And when Yeshua spoke about the law, it says, he says in Matthew 7:5-17, do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. It says here in the article, the law reflects Yahweh's character and is holy and righteous. Romans 7:12 says, so the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Now, the writer of this article puts in here, the problem arises because fallen people cannot keep the law. Because of that, the law now condemns us rather than acquitting us. Absolutely a terrible translation from what is trying to be said here. So there's no problem with grace and law. There's no problem with it all. But they're making a problem out of that because they don't understand the writings of Paul, because they don't understand that Paul fully supported the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, 100%. Yes, Paul supported doing works, 100%. He never said that this is a problem because fallen people cannot keep the law. There's not just 10 commandments, there's over 613 commandments that our Creator has given us written down through His scriptures. 613. And it's not just 10 commandments. And not all those commandments are possible to fulfill today. They're just not possible, not because we're unfallen people, but because the things that are connected to them are no longer available to us today. For example, many of these laws were tied to the temple. Not a temple, but the temple. And the temple is no longer standing. So any law that was related to the temple cannot properly be fulfilled today. So now you take the number down dramatically. And then there are laws for certain people. So there are laws for women. I'm a law for a man. I don't have to do those laws. And vice versa. Laws for men, women do not need to fulfill. So now the number becomes less. It doesn't come down to 10. It doesn't come down to 10, but it comes down to less. But for somebody to say here, unholy person or fallen people cannot keep the law. A fallen people cannot keep the law. Well, we're new people in Yahshua. And for the law or for the guidelines and instructions that we have the opportunity to keep, our Creator wouldn't have given us to do it if we couldn't keep it. And for the ones that we have the opportunity to keep, we shouldn't just make up some excuse and say Yeshua died for us, so we no longer need to try to keep the ones that we can. Our Creator gave them to us for a reason, and He wanted us to live by them. That's what we have to get and we have to understand. So when this idea of the writer and many people out there today say the problem arises because fallen people cannot keep the law. These are the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. And Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus, says, my burden will not be heavy, or my yoke will be easy. My yoke will make it easier. You know what a yoke was? A yoke was a big thing tied around the neck that just put you down to the end of the ocean, making it harder and harder to get up and survive. Yeshua said, that heaviness won't be on you. But He never said not to do the guidelines and instructions. He never said not to keep the law. Nowhere in the Word did Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one you called Jesus, ever said, we no longer need to follow the words of my Father. He said, those that follow my Father, those that want to follow my Father, those that listen to my Father, if you keep my commandments, that is to prove your love for me. You need to get this. It says here, the law, they keep saying the law, the law, the law, the law. It wasn't about a law, it was about His guidelines and instructions. And it says here, in this article, it says, the law was to instruct and guide His people, exposing man's sinful nature and humanity's need for a Savior. Guess what? Even though we have a Savior, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the commandments, the Torah, the law is still a wonderful a guide to expose man's sinful nature. That is still there, and that is still in play today, and that's perfectly fine. So just because we have the wonderful blessing of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, available to us today, that doesn't take the guideline to expose our sinful nature, to help us to have a guide to understand if we're living righteously or not. We got to get this right, and we got to stop making it an idea of grace versus law and grace versus law, and we have to use it to its greatest example and not throw it away or burn it up and say, we don't need to listen to that. We don't need to read that. And this is what's happening out there today. This is what we need to change, to repent, to understand, to get it, to live it, and desire to move forward in this. It says here, again, the scriptures were there to help guide us in our spiritual walk. And I say the scriptures because anytime you see the law here, you can change in the word with the scriptures. Because the scriptures are based on the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, which people today call the law. And if you throw the law away, you throw all the scriptures away. Our Creator gave us the scriptures for a reason. The living word of our Creator has come in the form of a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, to show us how to carry out the law, how to live it, and what it looks like in the reality of living it. There's not one place in the Bible that says grace versus law. Every principle of Scripture shows us grace and law. It goes hand in hand and hand goes together. So when I see people writing like things like this or suggesting things like this, it doesn't line up with Scripture. And it goes on to say here in another article or another paragraph, all the prophets and righteous men long to see the day of Yahshua. They long to see the day of Yahshua. And then they quote Ezekiel 11:19-20, it says, and I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put in them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, keep my rulings, and obey them. And they, my people, will be my people, and I will be their Elohim. Thank you. What a wonderful scripture to tell us that this word of our Creator is so important, He will take it off paper when man's studying it and put it on our heart so we would know it by heart, that we may keep and walk in the statutes and commands and obey our wonderful Creator, Messiah. And that's what the new heart is. We got the grace and the mercy of our wonderful Messiah who died for us, but we also have on our heart His guidelines and instructions to show us how to live and to confirm we're truly being led by the Spirit that He left us as a gift. That's what it is. It never says the word is done away with, the law is done away with, and we must not listen to the law. It says it's so important, I'm going to take it off paper and put it on your heart, and we have to follow it always. But man today makes an excuse, and they say, well, Yeshua died for us, so we can go ahead, and we don't need the commandments anymore. When Yeshua Himself said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, I'm not questioning out there if you love Him or not. You're not keeping His commandments, and maybe you still love Him. That's very possible. That's very possible. But what I am suggesting you do is to measure up your spiritual walk according to the Scriptures. And if He says, do this, and you don't do this, then you're not following Him. If He says, do this, He wants you to do this. And nowhere in the Scripture did He say, do this until this time. You know, He said, do this or don't do that. So no matter what language you speak, no matter what translation you have, do and don't is pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Do this and don't do that. And man decides to add so much more to that and make it really complicated. Or shall I say, many people are being controlled and losing the spiritual battle, and Satan and his demons are making people lead men to think that the laws and the guidelines and instructions of our Creator no longer matter. But according to my word, the Bible that I read says they do matter. According to me, my Messiah, my wonderful Creator says this matters tremendously. So much so, I want this to be part of your heart, that you would know it, that you would live it, and you would take joy in following it. And when we read Psalms 119, we see that was the heart that David had. He desired to follow the guidelines and instructions of the statutes of our Creator. When we see the words of Yeshua, wonderful Messiah, in the Sermon on the Mount, we see Him everywhere else teaching people the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And so I want to implore you to not be misled by the idea of saved or works versus grace, and start getting the idea in your head is works and grace. Both of them, because they go hand in hand. Hallelujah. If you have comments or questions, you're welcome to contact me through my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And we have a live fellowship every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome to join me on there on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. You could also join us for live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. Monday to Friday on Torah Life Ministries YouTube page as well. Remember, everybody, it's not grace versus law. It's grace and law.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's message. And you can see messages like this on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. We also have live fellowship every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time to midnight. Please join us on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And we have live prayer at 6 a.m. every morning on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. To get the word out there each day, we want to share the word with every person. So thank you for listening to this message about grace versus law. And we just pray that those of you out there that have never heard a message like this before, or don't understand it, or especially don't agree with it, we'll continue to have an open mind and an open heart, and you're welcome to contact us at Torah Life Ministries, and we're open to discussing everything and anything as iron sharpens iron. But when we look at the Word, if there's anything you've heard in this message that doesn't line up with Scripture, please let us know. We believe here at Torah Life Ministries that there's an amazing opportunity for people to be blessed tremendously, and even though we're saved by the blood of our wonderful Messiah, Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, we're truly blessed by following and obeying and submitting to His instructions and guidelines. We care about brothers and sisters out there and want the best for them. and we care about you and want the best for you. So many people we meet through this ministry are suffering out there. There's things that are going on in their lives that it shouldn't be that way for the followers of our wonderful Creator and believers for our wonderful Creator. So please don't get confused by the idea of grace versus law. And start understanding the beauty of grace with law. They go hand in hand together, and Scripture shows us that. Remember, obedience to our Creator's guidelines and instructions will add up to blessings in your life. But disobedience to His guidelines and instructions will add up to curses in your life. This is not a surprise. This is what He told us in His Word. And if you follow His Word, you'll get His promise. But if you don't follow His Word, He can't bless you the way He wants to. Or He will not bless you. He can do whatever He wants, but He said He will not bless those that are not listening. He said He won't even hear your prayers if you are being disobedient. So you might not have the complete clear understanding, and we might disagree on what we're to be obedient to. But when there's any disobedience at all, something is missing. So we need to study out the Scriptures, and we need to just pray about it and learn and grow and do better each day in the areas we're struggling being obedient to. Not making excuses not to do them, but being stronger and praying and steadfast and being obedient. No, and I understand this is not the common message you will hear on a station that teaches about the Bible or other stations out there or other churches out there. And I'm not in any way putting those churches down. I'm just saying we need to seek more and seek for His best gifts for us. And we can all improve in our lives. So I just pray that these messages that we share here and the messages on our website at Torah Life Ministry will bless you and inspire you to be more obedient and diligent to His guidelines and instructions. And we all have the opportunity to do better and to teach better. But remember what He says in His words, that we should be still and know that He is our wonderful Creator. And it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, the blessings will come upon us. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you for listening, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Alzheimer's or dementia are terrible diseases affecting 7 million. Memory issues can be driven by the large number of medications that seniors take. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a proprietary tool that identifies drug-to-drug interactions that cause cognitive impairment and then prescribes alternatives. In the study of the Alzheimer's Treatment Center's protocol, 75% of the patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Now open in Port St. Lucie, they may be reached at ATCA.AI or 772-298-4777.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And this is Rhett. How are you? I'm talking with Mary Calero, C-A-L-E-R-O. Originally from Puerto Rico. Gloria, Señor Jesus.
See? Amen.
Amen. I used to have some Puerto Rican friends in upstate New York, and we would all be in a circle. I think they were Catholics, but we'd all be in a circle praying to the Lord. And she'd always be, what was her name? Olga. She'd always be going, Gloria, 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 Señor Jesus, Gloria, Señor Jesus, which is good because anytime I meet someone who speaks Spanish, then I go, Gloria, Señor Jesus, and they go, oh.
Hallelujah.